This is the Maggie Dawn Show on the broadcast stations of Civic Media. My name is Jim Santel. I am sitting in for Maggie Dawn today and entertaining, as always, your questions, your comments, your inquiries. Delighted to have you be a part of our important discussion here in the Civic Media broadcast stations. The phone number is 855-752-4842, or you can also drop your question, your comment to my producer, Jacob, and me into our chat line as well. I promised that we would talk as well in this segment about some of the latest news also related to justice issues. And that includes reporting from a number of different very reliable sources that there is a movement afoot, as we know, inside the present administration to identify and to initiate investigations of people based upon less than compelling evidence that there's a basis to do just that. But we do know, based upon reliable reporting just yesterday and today, that the Attorney General of the United States of America has authorized prosecutors. These are assistant United States attorneys. These are lawyers inside the Department of Justice, criminal prosecutors, to begin to investigate an inquiry. My president calls it the Russia hoax. And perhaps, depending upon where this goes, what its dimension may be, to present some sort of case, some sort of evidence to a grand jury in South Florida. That's right, a federal district grand jury in South Florida. Again, if the evidence warrants it, and that's an important aspect of this, which we'll get back to. According to an awful lot of people, this focuses once again upon the investigation into his 2016 campaign connections to Russia. Now, what do we recall about that? It seems very old that we're coming up almost on a decade since that time. We know that based upon, and here is the key, based upon reliable, credible, not compelling at the time, not beyond a reasonable doubt evidence, but a reason to believe that Russia may have had some impact and even some involvement with the Trump campaign in the 2016 election. What happens based upon the finding that there is a basis upon which to investigate that matter, not necessarily to charge it at the outset, not coming to any conclusion, but a basis, a legitimate law enforcement assessment by the Department of Justice at that time, the Deputy Attorney General, ultimately assigning, commissioning a fellow named Bob Mueller, the former director of the FBI, to undertake as a special counsel investigation into whether there is anything here, if there was a there or not. And we know the result of that was the so-called Mueller report. And that commented not only upon it finding by Bob Mueller, based upon all of the information that he had assembled, that in fact there was not a conspiracy, no conspiracy of a legal nature to tie the Trump campaign to Russia and to Russian actors. An awful lot of discussion at that time about the word collusion, but Bob Mueller focusing instead upon the notion of conspiracy, which of course is a group that comes together for an illegal purpose, designed for that reason to get to that illegal end, find that there is no result that would suggest a conspiracy between Russia and the campaign, but goes on in a second portion to identify easily 6, 8, 10 instances in which the president of the United States of America engaged in obstruction of justice in connection with that very investigation. Those are the two parts of the Mueller report. And that's what now is going to be resurfacing once again in large measure. The investigation into that 2016 campaign allegation about connections, again, not established at a legal conspiracy level, showing basically some parallelism in what Russia and the Trump campaign was doing, but finding unequivocally that the president had engaged in instances of obstruction of justice. That's what Bob Mueller found at the time of his report. The report also issued by his staff. And we know much about that in the 9 or so years since that time. It does not result in any impeachment. It does not result in any prosecution. And so to the extent that those obstruction of justice counts could have been out there, they were never prosecuted. Here, we have the initiation of an investigation, presumably, again, reporting that's taking place in South Florida. Reluctant they are probably to initiate such an investigation in the District of Columbia, which would normally be the venue for this kind of thing. Some concern about whether or not a group of sympathetic jurors, grand jurors, might not view very favorably that kind of investigation. But we know that a lot of this comes from the referral made by Tulsi Gabbard, who's the director of national intelligence, about revisiting what happened way back in 2016, perhaps some Barack Obama involvement, other things. Again, based upon a report that does not provide a lot of support to initiate a grand jury investigation. Nonetheless, likely afoot in the Southern District of Florida. What is a grand jury investigation about? It is all private, of course, which is one significant point. We normally don't announce grand jury investigations publicly for a number of very good reasons, including the legitimacy of the very process and the notion we want to protect the integrity of those people who might be targets. Here, apparently, our attorney general announcing this fairly publicly could include subpoenas to individuals to come and testify again in that private setting, could involve the taking of interviews and the presentation of that information to a grand jury, maybe testimony by grand jury, by government officials to that grand jury. Presumably, if you're going to look at the investigators themselves, investigating the investigators, you're going to call some of them, subpoenaing them to do all of this, again, without much idea about where this may all be going. And so we identify that as a major rule of law issue, breaking today, breaking yesterday, perhaps a part of the president's indication that he is going to be retribution. When we come back here on the Maggie Dawn Show, we're going to be talking to Sandy Pendleton all about reckless driving. We're welcoming him to talk about the nature of the problem. Sandy's got some great insights into this and also the ways in which we can all be a part of the solution. Stay with us for that important discussion here on the Maggie Dawn Show.